Picture yourself driving home from work. You're sitting at a red light, listening to music, and your phone is resting on the center console. Next to you is a normal-looking Chevy Tahoe that is completely indistinguishable from any other vehicle on the road. But in the 5 seconds you sit at the traffic light, every mobile device inside your vehicle and every phone within a multi-block radius has silently dropped its connection to the legitimate cellular tower and secretly connected to that SUV. Your phone just handed over its unique identification markers, its precise physical location, and potentially much more. This is what now is starting to happen across the US, and it's a new era of mobile mass surveillance. In this video, we're going to look into how law enforcement agencies in the United States are quietly spending millions of dollars on high-tech surveillance vehicles disguised as everyday family vehicles. We're also going to discuss the hardware built into these SUVs, the foreign defense contractor supplying the technology, and why traditional cellular privacy settings fail to stop them. For years, digital privacy advocates warned that mobile cell site simulators, often called stingrays, were becoming smaller and more difficult to detect. I even made a video on this topic a few months back. But recently, public records obtained from state law enforcement purchases gave us a look at what modern spy vehicles actually cost and what they can do. In early 2026, public procurement files revealed that the Texas Department of Public Safety requested approval for an emergency purchase totaling nearly $4.5 million. The paperwork listed four 2026 Chevrolet Tahoes. Now, a standard police-issued Chevy Tahoe costs about $50,000 to $60,000. Even fully outfitted with standard police gear, four of the trucks might run around $240,000. But on this purchase order, those four vehicles came out to $600,000, or $150,000 each. The massive markup is because General Motors builds these specific police pursuit vehicles with high-output 250-amp alternators and secondary battery banks. Instead of being built for high-speed chases, they're built to supply continuous heavy electrical power to military-grade surveillance hardware hidden inside the cabin. The remaining $3.9 million went directly to a foreign intelligence and defense vendor called Cognite. Cognite is a publicly traded spin-off of Verint Systems, often described as a direct competitor of Palantir and NSO Group. They specialize in what the defense industry calls tactical intelligence solutions, which is software and hardware designed to snoop on target communications. While Cognite historically sold most of its gear to intelligence agencies in Europe and the Middle East, they have been aggressively expanding into U.S. law enforcement market. Texas wasn't the first. Florida State Police previously dropped nearly $800,000 on Cognite surveillance packages, designed to be mounted inside aircrafts. So what does a $1 million spy truck actually come equipped with? The core of the order was a platform called Falconet. To understand why Falconet is so dangerous, you need to understand two pieces of tech: IMSI catchers and software-defined radio. Every mobile phone has a unique digital ID burned into its SIM card, called the IMSI, which stands for International Mobile Subscriber Identity. It acts like a digital fingerprint of a license plate for your phone. Under normal circumstances, your phone is constantly scanning the area for the strongest signal from a cell phone tower operated by your carrier. An IMSI catcher or cell site simulator is essentially a fake cell tower. When mounted inside a moving vehicle, it broadcasts a signal that tricks every nearby smartphone into believing it's the strongest, closest available tower. And because your phone is programmed to always seek the best connection, it automatically drops its connection to your carrier and connects to the fake tower in the SUV. In older generations of this tech, the original stingrays from a decade ago, police could only force older 2G or 3G phones to connect. Carriers and tech manufacturers promised that 4G LTE and 5G networks would fix this vulnerability by encrypting mobile IDs and forcing two-way authentication between your phone and the tower. But this is where Cognite's Falconet comes in. The purchase receipt specifically mentions $280,000 spent on Delta 5G perpetual licenses and hardware capable of running software-defined radio or SDR. Normally, radio hardware is fixed to specific frequencies, but software-defined radio changes that by using computer code to manipulate radio signals dynamically. Falconet uses SDR to run 6 independent base stations at the exact same time, spanning 2G, 3G, 4G, and native 5G networks simultaneously. If your phone is on 5G, Falconet blocks you and simulates a valid 5G environment or uses fallback protocols to forcibly downgrade your phone's connection to an unencrypted state. And it does all of this in under 3 minutes. Once your phone connects, the operator inside the Tahoe gets your IMSI number, your exact GPS location, real-time tracking data, and depending on the configuration, metadata about your active calls and SMS text messages. So what happens if officers step out of the SUV and go on foot into a crowded shopping mall or public protest? This is covered by something else on the invoice, a piece of hardware that allows this dragnet to follow you anywhere. Itemized in the Texas purchase order was $355,000 spent on Falconet Backpack Core V2 units. These are fully portable, battery-powered 5G interception units designed to fit inside a standard tactical backpack. An officer can strap this on, walk through a crowded building or a protest, and quietly harvest mobile identifiers from everyone around them. This highlights the fundamental flaw of IMSI catchers. They are non-discriminatory dragnet surveillance devices. Typically, if a police officer obtains a traditional search warrant for a specific subject's house, they only go into that house. But when law enforcement turns on a Falconet unit in a vehicle or a backpack, it cannot selectively isolate only a suspect's phone. To catch one phone, it forces every phone within range belonging to commuters, delivery drivers, shoppers, and bystanders to reveal their digital identifiers. This raises massive legal concerns under the Fourth Amendment, which protects citizens' rights against unreasonable searches. In landmark federal cases like Chatree versus United States, courts ruled that sweeping location tracking requires strict legal safeguards. So how does law enforcement agencies bypass the standard public bidding and judicial oversight? By utilizing an emergency procurement exception. In the Texas case, state documents showed that the purchase was processed under an emergency memo, claiming immediate operational risk if delayed. Yet state budget records revealed the legislature had pre-funded the cellular tracking vehicles months earlier as a part of a planned expansion. When military-grade interceptors are driving public streets inside unmarked Chevy Tahoes, it can feel like individual privacy is obsolete. However, let me share four ways that you can defend your devices and minimize what these systems can collect from you. First, disable 2G settings and smartphone settings. Many IMSI catchers force phones to downgrade to legacy 2G networks because 2G lacks modern encryption and authentication. On Android, go to your settings, network and internet, then go to SIM, scroll down, and toggle off Allow 2G. On iOS, ensure your cellular options are set to 5G Auto or LTE, and keep your iOS updated, as Apple frequently patches baseband security vulnerabilities. Second, use end-to-end encrypted messaging. IMSI catchers can capture traditional SMS text messages and unencrypted cellular phone calls. They cannot break end-to-end encrypted traffic, passing through apps like Signal or WhatsApp. Even if a Falconet unit intercepts the raw data packets leaving your phone, the content of your messages remains encrypted noise. Third, utilize lockdown modes or a Faraday bag for sensitive travel. If you're attending a sensitive event, public demonstration, or simply want total location privacy while commuting, standard airplane mode isn't always foolproof. Storing your phone inside a Faraday bag pouch completely blocks all radio frequency signals, preventing fake base stations from connecting to your device. And turning your device completely off also prevents baseband processor interaction with nearby software-defined radios. Last, support public Freedom of Information Act requests and surveillance transparency initiatives. Surveillance works best when people don't know what's happening. Organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and ACLU actively track police department equipment purchases and force agencies to disclose when IMSI catchers are being deployed. Pay attention to local city council and state procurement budgets, because that's where surveillance upgrades are hidden first. Please subscribe and hype this video if you'd like to help share it with others. Thank you.